Controversy deepened over comments by Palestinian Foreign Minister Mahmoud Zahar, considered a hardliner in the Hamas Islamic militant group. Tuesday, Mr. Zahar sent a letter to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. News reports quoted the letter as saying Palestinians were seeking a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute. But Wednesday, Mr. Zahar angrily denied making such reports, which were first reported by the French news agency. Zahar says the AFP report is completely false and he never made any such statement. In his letter to the UN Secretary General, Zahar said Palestinians want to live side by side with their neighbors, presumably Israel, but he says Israel's expansion of settlements in the West Bank and the construction of a controversial security barrier will, in his words, ultimately diminish any hope of achieving peace based on a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute. Hamas refuses to recognize Israel, disarm, or recognize previously signed agreements between Israel and the Palestinians. Hamas is regarded as a terrorist organization by Israel, the United States, and the European Union. Meanwhile, Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, who is also a senior member of Hamas, presided over the first full cabinet meeting of the new Palestinian government. Haniyeh told his colleagues that the Palestinian Ministry of Finance has virtually no money to pay the estimated 140,000 Palestinian civil servants. The transfer of tax and customs revenue collected by Israel and turned over to the Palestinian Authority was suspended by Israel recently. And other international donor assistance has also been suspended because of the Hamas refusal to recognize Israel. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.